Blog Talk Radio.
I mean, if anybody could kick it out like Ty Trabert, I don't know who can, but that's the perfect song for this evening's broadcast. We were made to win, and he sang, "In every situation I'm in, I win." And I praise God. I remember when that song first came out, I had to repeat it over and over and over to myself. So we praise God tonight. Praise God that it's National Day of Prayer today, and I'm very sure those of us that have lifted up this nation before the Lord, that God has received and heard our prayer, and the first person that actually in this country that actually established the National Day of Prayer was Abraham Lincoln. And I praise God for him and our 16th president. Right now, I really wanted to remind us of the prayer that he prayed. He actually prayed, "Almighty God, who has given us this good land for our heritage, we humbly beseech thee that we may always prove ourselves a people mindful of thy favor and glad to do thy will. Bless our land with honorable ministry, sound learning, and pure manners." That sounds like a prayer from a man of God to me. That sounds like a prayer from someone that has a personal relationship with the God we serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So I'm honored to have been born in this nation, to still be here, and to remind God of the prayer that Abraham Lincoln prayed when he was the 16th president of the United States of America. So we bless God tonight. We give him all the praise, honor, and glory. Thank you, and I welcome you to Gatekeepers Global Podcast, and I'm honored to have you join us tonight. Well, I know that there's others joining us from around the world. I don't know what time they join us. They can stream in to www.blogtalkradio.com/gatekeepers-ministry. And I'm going to just give a shout out to some of them. I don't do it often, but I praise God for drawing them to Gatekeepers Ministry International. That's the name of the ministry, and the name of the broadcast is Gatekeepers Global Podcast. So I want to give a shout-out to Tobago, Norway, Netherlands, Togo, Ireland, France, Bangladesh, Germany, Australia, China, Mexico, Mongolia, Brazil, Peru, Trinidad, Ghana, Israel, South Korea, London, the U.K., the Republic of Serbia, Sweden, Vietnam, Egypt, Canada, South Africa, we praise God for you, Thailand, Dubai, Tanzania, Kenya, Philippines, India, Greece, New Zealand, Belgium, Pakistan, Malaysia, Nigeria, Argentina, Russia, Namibia, Somalia, Croatia, Greece, Barbados, Japan, my God, when the Lord said he was going to take this ministry global, he wasn't joking. Some years ago, almost 8 or 9 years ago, I've been doing this broadcast, and that's what God said when he gave me the name Gatekeepers, that he was going to take this ministry global. So I want to give a shout out to Argentina, Jamaica, Ivory Coast, Nicaragua, Barbados, Croatia, Slovakia, Venezuela, Turkey, and this great nation, the United States of America, not because any man, woman, or child made it great, but because the hand of God is upon it, and we were established on biblical principles by great men of God. Hallelujah. I've been praying every day that God would bring back this nation to where it once was, that we don't play church, that we don't lift up a man because he obeys what Christian leaders say, but that we have a man that has gotten on his knees and given his heart thoroughly to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, where when he lies, he's convicted of sin because God says he hates a lying tongue. So we need to pray, not just to be able to use a person in office to do what we tell them to do, to lift the judgment off this nation. It's obvious that it hasn't been lifted. But we want a true man of God in the White House that knows how to seek the face of God without telling him what to say in the briefing room, or to cry out to God and to not fear using the name of Jesus. And not doing it just for a vote either. So we want humility in the White House instead of pride. We want pure manners and honorable ministry, like Abraham Lincoln prayed to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I'm honored tonight. I thank God for establishing this platform. And somebody asked me, how did I get saved? So I wanted to share a little bit about how I got saved. I was going through a lot of things. By the way, I'm Seer Evangelist Linda Cazares. I'm getting a little carried away. I was having prayer with Elder Sean Rice, I'm not sure if my daughter's going to be on the broadcast, but if she is, it'll be a blessing. But I'm excited about Elder Sean Rice being on, and we were talking and having prayer before this time. But I wanted to say that I was going through a rough time, and a girlfriend of mine said, I want to take you to meet my aunt. She's a pastor. So I lived in D.C. at the time, and I was born and raised in Philadelphia, and I was home for the Christmas holidays in Philadelphia. So her and I drove to New Jersey to visit her aunt. I met her that night. We sat in a room, just her and I, while my girlfriend fellowshipped with her cousins at the house. And I just told her what I was going through. She didn't lead me in the sinner's prayer. She didn't tell me I needed to get saved. She just ministered to me in the love of God that gave me peace about what I was going through. And so when her and my meeting subsided, we went in the other part of the house and we were about to leave, my girlfriend and I, and the pastor said, let's have prayer. Do you mind if we have prayer? So we all knelt down in the family room, her daughter, myself, my girlfriend, and her, and we were all praying. Well, I was a staunch Catholic but a better sinner, and I just started praying the Our Father, and on my right was her daughter kneeling, and she was praying in another language that I learned later was in the Holy Ghost. And my girlfriend was kneeling to my left, and her aunt, the pastor, was on her left. And so I could hear the pastor's daughter on my right praying in this other language, but I knew it was God. How I knew it, I don't know. And she gave the interpretation of what she was praying right there while we were all on our knees. And it applied to me. She knew nothing about my conversation with her mother in the other room, and it applied to exactly what the problem was. And so when the prayer ended, we all stood up, was hugging each other, and I told the pastor that while we were praying that I saw this great big burst of light. So she said to me that that was the Holy Ghost. And my girlfriend told her what she saw when she was praying, and she defined to her what that meant. And so that was the night that I got saved. Nobody asked me to confess my sins. Nobody, the Holy Ghost ministered to me. I was under great conviction of my lifestyle and my sin. The Catholic Church, which I was raised in a Catholic church, teaches us to repent of our sins, but it teaches us to go into a booth and repent to the priest. Well, once I confessed in high school to the nun that was teaching our religion class that I didn't believe in confession, and I told her why, because the man in the booth didn't die on a cross for me. And I used to sit as a young child at the altar in the Catholic Church and look at those statues. If you've ever been in a Catholic church, the statues are lifelike. It looks like real blood coming out of Jesus' hands where the nails were in his hands and in his feet and in it pierced in his side. And it was amazing to me, and I would always feel so bad for him. It would make me cry sometimes when I went to church. And so We all gathered together, and we hugged, and I left out the door, and I had stopped going to confession a long time ago, and the Catholic nun had said to me, well, if you don't believe in it, and then don't go. And I was surprised in front of a class, and she was a nun. I went to Catholic high school as well, and I never went again. And so I can't tell you that I remember confessing my sins at any other time other than going to the Catholic Church, but I enjoyed my life of sin. I was enjoying myself, and when the Holy Ghost came upon me, and I could see that burst of light that night, my life was changed. I went back to D.C. to my apartment where I lived, and I couldn't stop reading the Word. I had a Bible that my daughter got from Catholic school, the Children's Living Bible, and I began to read it. I was consumed in it. And when I had to move to Philadelphia because my grandmother was failing, and I wanted to help her, I moved to Philadelphia, and the Lord just worked that out wonderfully. But that's actually how I got saved. My life was changed. I went to the church in New Jersey that the pastor was pastor of, and now she just passed last year, and her granddaughter is the apostle of the church. Her daughter is a pastor there as well. And my life just changed. The anointing power of the Holy Ghost came upon me. But when the pastor was still living, I made that my home church after I moved back to Philadelphia to help my grandmother. And I took that hour drive one way to the church and back to Philly from the church. And I made a public confession that I gave my life to Christ and that the Holy Spirit ministered to me. And I was convicted of sin. And I turned away from the sin and my friends that were not saved. They didn't believe me. They thought that I thought I was better than them. And 5 years later, one of my friends, out of a handful of friends that I had, my partying friends, the friends from high school and then college, they one of them called me 5 years later and said, we all thought that you thought you were better than us, but we realized that you really did make a commitment to the Lord and that you are truly saved. And I led some of them to Christ and their spouses to Christ, and they've been very supportive of my ministry. And so that's how I got saved. I could never remember a tract being handed to me on the street, because that's what I started doing after I got saved. I started buying tracts from the Christian bookstore, and everywhere I went with the kids, with family, we handed out tracts on the way, on the bus, on the train, on the street, and we made a street ministry on some Saturday afternoons with the kids downtown, and I had to really minister to some of them. They were 9 and 10 and 11 years old, about how not to feel rejected when people flag you, when you want to give them a track and tell them about Jesus. And so it became a ministry for me. So God saved me in December, before Christmas of 1981. And someone asked me the other day, messaged me, and asked me, how did I get saved? I said, well, I will open my broadcast with my testimony on how the Holy Ghost ministered to me, because in that pastor's home, she never gave me the sinner's prayer. She never asked me to say it. She never said, do you want to accept Christ in your life? She was there for a reason. The anointing power of the Holy Ghost that was upon her led her to say, can we all have prayer before you two leave? And that's when God ministered to me mightily. So I know for a fact that God can save a soul all by himself. If you think that the Muslims in these other nations aren't getting saved, yes, they are. They might not be ministering the gospel. They may be hiding, like Nicodemus did, out of fear for their life. But God has been showing up in their dreams, ministering to them, and they have spoken to Christians that visit Israel on a frequent basis throughout the year, doing ministry, Arab women. They have told them, I'm saved, I'm a Christian, I'm born again. And so, and they want prayer because they, a lot of them live in fear. So God is a mighty God. I can't say that anybody laid hands on me. I can't say that anybody, that I repeated a sinner's prayer. I can't. My testimony is that one night I knelt down on my knees in a Christian home where the presence of God was from two individuals, where the Holy Ghost appeared to me in a burst of light. Just him. Hallelujah. And that reminds me of when Gatekeepers Ministry International took a group to Israel in 2018. We were at the Mount Megiddo that overlooks the battlefield of Armageddon, the Valley of Jezreel. And we had group prayer. And then during group prayer, the Lord said, tell everyone to turn and face the battlefield of Armageddon and stretch their arms and their hands out towards it and just pray in the Holy Ghost. So that's what we did. And when I opened my eyes weren't open for a half a minute. A white dove appeared right in front of my face. I'm so glad that there was two or three other people in the group that saw that dove. The Jewish born-again tour guide saw the dove. My niece saw the dove. And I'm not sure who else saw the dove. But he appeared in midair right before me. There was no trees around. We were on a mountaintop. There was no way that it could have been sitting in a tree and flew past me. No, he flapped his wings in front of my face for a good almost 10-second count. And then I followed him around the left of the group, all the way past the tour guide. And when he got right past the Jewish saved tour guide, he disappeared in midair, just like he appeared. So I think about that now as I share my testimony, that when my eyes were closed and I was on my knees, didn't know Jesus Christ, had not accepted him as Lord and Savior, nobody told me that I was to do that. I was a staunch Catholic, and like I said, I was a better sinner. He appeared to me in a burst of light. That's my testimony. That's how I got saved, from the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. So I give God all the praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. He has made me a mighty prayer, soul winner and prayer warrior. I thank God for that. All I know is that when I get to heaven, people are going to know me that I don't even know or remember, that are going to say, if it hadn't been for you stopping me on the street that day, if it hadn't been for you visiting China and telling me about Jesus or handing me a tract in Chinese, Mandarin, or Cantonese, if it hadn't been for you in the Philippines when you had that altar call at that crusade, if it hadn't been for you telling me about Jesus, I wouldn't be here right now. That is what I look forward to the most. Souls are the currency of heaven. Hallelujah. And we need to be winning souls, leading them to Christ. So I thank God for this opportunity again. I hope that person that asked me that has called in. But anyway, after the broadcast ends this evening, within the next 10 or 15, 20 minutes, it'll be on the website, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/gatekeepers-ministry. And you can go right there and listen to the broadcast again. So I just give God all the praise, honor, and glory. I just thank God because I'm enjoying my time at home. I am. I am enjoying my time at home. I have much more quality time to seek the face of God. My niece and I have been praying and receiving communion every night for the last few months, and it's been just a wonderful time. It's awesome. It makes me happy. I have happy tears when God ministers divine revelation to me. So I just thank and praise him. And Elder Sean Rice is on. I had given him this topic. I had two topics for him after I first met him and asked him if he would do me the honor of having him minister on Gatekeepers Global Podcast. And so the first topic that God gave to me, he ministered on the broadcast about a month ago on the dew problem. And that's powerful. You can go to the website and look for that and listen to it. And then the second topic God gave to me for him is we were made to win. Don't you think that sometimes? I think that sometimes. I believe that the Holy Ghost gave that to me. I mean, if you really walk close with God, then you're on the front line of the warfare, okay? We know that God fights our battles, but when we find ourselves in the midst of battles and wars, we know that God always wins the battle. He never lost a war. He always wins the war, so we are winners, and he has certainly divinely protected us through this crisis. Yes, he has. And I'm finding more and more out about this crisis. And to hear somebody, an American, say that this crisis was not made or developed in a lab is a lie from the pit of hell. A lie from the pit of hell, because God has revealed to too many prophets that this crisis, this virus, was made in a lab and has taken them by divine revelation spiritually into the lab where this virus was made. So I guess it's all going to come out in the wash. Hallelujah. But I want to introduce to you Elder Sean Rice. He's a powerful young man. I met him at a friend's church, and I'm excited to have him on this evening. I know what winning means to all of us. I know what it means to us when we weren't saved. I know what it means to somebody that's at a slot machine in a casino. Yeah, especially when that bad boy breaks out and all that change starts coming out. I know what that's like. So this is the kind of on fire for God that we need to be walking in today with our faith, because without it, we can't please God. With it, we win. So Elder Sean, your mic is open. You're on the air live. God bless you. It's an honor to have you on. It's all yours.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Evangelist Linda, for this opportunity yet again. As I was listening to you and you were talking, you were just giving me confirmation on top of confirmation. You actually, when you opened up the Ty Tribbett song, and I had to jot some notes down, you literally gave me confirmation. So I just thank God for this opportunity again. Amen. I thank God for your daughter, Minister Shawnee Banks, if she's able to tune in. I do thank God for her as well, and everyone that is on this live or streaming, for a brief moment of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now just to say thank you. God, we thank you for this time. God, we thank you for this opportunity, God. God, I ask that you just come into this time, God, and that you bless, God. I ask that you move, God. I ask that you move on the altar of our hearts, God, as we seek you, as we only know how. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. As Evangelist Linda spoke earlier, and she said the topic or the title that was given was We Were Made to Win. And the scriptures that were given was Colossians chapter 3, verses 24. And I'll be reading it from the NIV version. And it says, Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Amen. And as I was reading and studying that scripture, again, Evangelist Linda said we were made to win. And I was thinking and I was pondering on that, and I was asking God, which way do you want me to go? And I heard in my spirit, what is the difference? And when it kind of struck me, so I read the scripture again, and it was in verse 24 that I understood what was dropped into my spirit. Verse 24 says, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. It's a powerful word that's about to come, so I ask that you all just open your minds, and it doesn't take all day, but I ask that you guys open your mind and get ready to receive it, because the question was, what is the difference? If I had to title this, it would be the difference. But just within that verse 24, it was two words that I had to find the definition for, because I didn't understand, that would help me understand, rather, what that title was. And those words were inheritance and reward. Inheritance means a thing that is inherited, of course. Reward means a thing that is given in recognition of one's service, effort, or achievement. A fair return for good or bad behavior. So again, I say, what is the difference? The difference is an inheritance is something that is given through kinship. An inheritance is something that is passed down or given through the bloodline. We inherit different genes and traits from our parents, maybe even some through our grandparents or other family members. Regardless, it's coming through a bloodline, the genetic condition, or some people, they inherit diabetes, or maybe some inherit green eyes. Their great-grandfather had green eyes, so now they have green eyes. It's different traits that we inherit just through our bloodline. But through Christ, we inherit the kingdom of heaven, because he died for our very sins. So now there is an inheritance for us. That inheritance is called heaven. My brothers and sisters have inherited a mansion on the other side where the streets are paved with gold. There is an inheritance is a place where we can go praise God all day and never have to suffer or want anymore. These are things that we just inherited through Christ. We inherited a mansion. We inherit the blessings. We inherit a place where we never have to worry about dying anymore, just on the other side. But please know that although we have an inheritance, you can also have a reward. We're praising God right now because I spoke about the inheritance, but understand when we have to back up to verse 23 for the reward. Verse 23 says, whatever you do, all your heart, as working for the Lord, not human masters. What are you saying, Sean? I like to talk to myself sometimes. What are you saying, Sean? What I'm saying is, we were made to win. That's the title that Evangelist Linda got. Don't let the rewards of this life or the rewards of this world take your inheritance. Evangelist Linda was talking earlier about, you know, different things briefly. She said how she was a devout Catholic, although she was a sinner. Don't let the rewards of this life take your inheritance. I didn't know anything about it until she spoke about it today. She chose, and she just going to her friend's house and, you know, having that meeting and having that time, she received something from God that day. She realized that the reward that she had right now was not worth the inheritance that she was going to get later in life. Amen. The scripture says in verse 24, from the Lord as a reward. But do you know the difference? Oftentimes we don't know the difference. Things can come our way in life that may seem like they are a reward. But is it from the Lord? Is God rewarding you, or is the reward coming from man? Is the reward coming from the enemy? How are you obtaining this reward? What did you have to do for this reward? You know, how did you get it? How will you know the difference of the reward? By working with all of your heart for Christ. How will one know the difference? Easy. Give your all to Christ. Rewards can come from anyone, but your inheritance is a bloodline blessing. I'll say it again. Maybe you didn't catch that, or maybe you missed it. The reward can come from anyone or any place, but your inheritance can only come from the bloodline. Your inheritance can only come from something or someone that you have been connected to by a gene or some type of lineage. You cannot inherit the kingdom from man. I can't give you the kingdom of heaven. You cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven through me. But you surely can inherit it from Christ. You surely can inherit the kingdom of heaven if you know Christ. You surely can inherit the kingdom of heaven if you trust Christ, if you serve Christ, if you give your life to Christ. You can truly inherit the kingdom of heaven. And I'll tell you, I'm telling you this because I want us all to win. The title that I'll go again and say that evangelist gave, she said, we were made to win. I want you to win. So I'm going to tell you about your inheritance. Why? Because I want you to win. And I want you to be able to obtain your inheritance. I want to win over the enemy. I want us to win over our situations. I want us to win over our problems. I want us to win over our sufferings. I want us to win over the current state that we are in now, the current condition that we are in now. You can look on the news and you can see all of the suffering. You can see all the pain. You can see all of the agony. You can just see all of the downfall and the destruction and all of the desolation that is taking place. And even before the virus has come, you can see all of that. But I want us to win over all of that. So I'm going to tell you, we were made to win. Amen. That's all I want to tell you about the inheritance. I want you to win in your natural life so that when it comes down to our spiritual life, we can fully walk in to take our inheritance. We can fully walk in to take what was promised to us. We can close our eyes on this side and open our eyes into our inheritance. This is what we're working for. This is what we're striving for. This is what we're doing. So I want to help you get to your inheritance the best way that I can, and that is helping you serve God. That is helping you get a better understanding of God. That is helping you understand that God is here for us. I want the body of Christ to know that everything that glitters isn't gold. I want the body of Christ to be able to discern the difference of the things that come our way. Oftentimes we don't take the time to actually discern. We don't take the time to actually seek God on things that come our way. But you got to be careful about all of the rewards that come your way, because the enemy will reward you too, just to get you off your track. The enemy will reward you to change your mind or to get you on his side, but you have to have a spirit of discernment. You have to know what's coming from God and what's not coming from God. Who's coming from God and what's not? Who's not coming from God? Who is speaking from God and who is not speaking of God? Sometimes people will speak things in your life and it's not even of God. So you have to have a spirit of discernment to know, because if you accept something that is not of God, you accept it right then and there, that may take away your inheritance. My cousin and I, we were talking the other day, actually on Sunday, and it's like a little running thing between us. We don't say amen to everything, because when you say amen, that means you're in agreement. Amen. So you got to really know what you're signing the deal on. You got to know what you're accepting in your life. What rewards are you taking in your life? You got to know that it's coming from God. Know the difference. I ask you again, what is the difference? Know that God's reward is a blessing. Blessings of God are to bring you closer to him and only him, not to boast or heighten self, but to solely give honor to his holy and matchless name. Remembering that whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart as working for the Lord. Since you know that, you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. Remember that it is the Lord Jesus Christ you are serving. How can you win? You can win by serving Christ with your whole heart, with your whole mind, with your whole body, with your whole spirit. You can win by doing that until it's time for you to receive your inheritance as your reward. I said earlier when we came onto the broadcast, victory was planned by Ty Tribbett. But today is the day that we celebrate that the enemy is defeated. Today is the day that we celebrate that we have the victory. Why? Because we know the difference now. We know that we can win. We know the difference now. We know how to win. We now can inherit inherit everything that was promised to us. Why? Because we got the victory. We have the victory because we're serving God. As Evangelist Linda said, God has not lost the battle yet, and he will never lose the battle. Why? We have the victory. So we can inherit our promise. We can inherit the things that God has designed for us. He may have inherited or designed things for us while we're down here on earth, but you got to make sure that you get it. You got to make sure that you're taking all of the rewards from God. You have to make sure that you're discerning in the spirit as always. Pray in the spirit always. Constant think in the spirit always. Just always have a mind of God. Oftentimes we get caught up in life and things like that, and I can say I do it sometimes. I may not always pray like I should, or I may not always read my Bible like I should, but there is a time that we need to just set aside in our life so that we can seek God, so we'll know when the reward is coming our way. We'll know when the enemy is coming our way. You have to know the difference. What is the difference? You have to know that the grass is not greener on the other side. It may look like it's greener, but you don't know that that's plastic from a distance. You just think that it's more shiny, or you think it looks better. You don't know that it was treated with pesticides and all other things just to get it to grow, but your grass is going to grow in due season. You have to think about things. You have to understand. You have to discern in the spirit. You have to discern and seek God. You have to know the difference. In order for us to win, we have to know the difference. We have to know the difference between the enemy and God. We have to know the difference between love and hate. We have to know the difference between peace and war. We have to know the difference between the word of God and man's word, because they are two different things. When I preach, I ask everyone not to close their Bible, because I want you to read what I'm reading. I want you to know if I make a mistake. I want you to know if I say thou instead of that or this. I want you to know what God said. Yeah, it's okay to listen to me, but I need for you to know what God said. Study to show thyself approved. It is time for us to know the difference. We are battling against flesh and blood, all type of principalities throughout this land. Right now, you might as well say we got a plague going on, or we have virus, or we're in a pandemic. You have to know where God is. You have to know the difference. You have to know where the spot of God is. You have to know where to be and where not to be. You have to know the difference in time and the difference in spirit. You have to know when to go in the spirit, when to seek God, when to fall flat out on your face, when to cry out to God. These are things that we have to know the difference of in our body. We have to know that it is a time to come out of our natural form and just go straight into our spiritual form. If you want to inherit the kingdom of God, if you want to inherit anything that God has for us, you have to know the difference in order to seek your reward or to gain your reward. That is what's going to keep you going. Amen. That is, you have to continue to serve God with your whole body, with your whole mind, with your whole heart. Amen. Just with your life. Just know the difference. So I ask you all again, what is the difference? Think about your situation that you are currently in. It doesn't have to be what's going on in the news. It could be in your marriage. It could just be within you and within your own body. You have to know the difference. I know the difference in myself. I know when I'm getting ready to get a migraine because I see certain things, or I'll feel a certain type of way. You got to know the difference in the situation that you are in. In this life that we are fighting with Christ, we have to know the difference. And when you learn the difference, that's when you will be able to win. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm excited. I know that the Lord led me to play that opening song. That's the only song that came up in my spirit quickly that would go along with this topic. And I like the upbeat of the music every now and then on the broadcast as well. So I knew I was going to have two young preachers on, and my daughter hasn't called me yet. Her husband says she wasn't home yet. So we're going to have to call it a night, and I'll just have to give her another opportunity maybe to minister on another topic. But it was God's divine will for Elder Sean to have this broadcast tonight with his name on it. That's all right with me. So praise God, Elder Sean. I enjoyed the message. it was right on time, right to the point. That's the exact scripture of Colossians chapter 3, 23 and 24 that God gave me for the broadcast. I didn't know what scripture you were going to come from or my daughter was going to use, but praise God, he always has a way of confirming. So we bless
Amen.
God tonight. I hope that this has put a topping on your National Day of Prayer, that we win. We win. We are the remnant of God. We are the wheat, not the tares. We are the remnant of God that will go up in the rapture, that will see his face, that will come back on our horse to war with him in battle. I don't know about you, but I know I got the victory. In every situation I face, I win. Just say that right now. In every situation I face, I win. So we bless God tonight. I thank Pastor Pender for tuning in and everybody else that has called in or streamed in tonight. Elder Sean, thank you, sir. It has certainly been a pleasure hearing you minister
Amen.
Again
God
tonight.
Bless you.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay. Praise God. Well, I'm going to close the broadcast right now, and I'm excited that we did lift up the name of Jesus and focus on the greater side, that God fights our battles, he's never lost, and he always wins the war. So that means we're winners. I'm Seer Evangelist Linda Casares, just leaving you with this. Only what you do for Christ will last. God bless you and good night.